From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find, for the fun of it, kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
May the 5th, we are pulling up to London, y'all.
It's the day you need to block out in your calendar. It's on a Sunday. So London, surrounding areas, all the black people that live in Europe, wherever you at, this your chance.
That's right. We're super excited to be bringing the last portion of the Climax Tour to London. If you came to our show last year, this will be a completely different show.
Wilder, more fun. Well, I did get on top of that couple and do the six.
And there was a woman who stapled money to her cheek and started bleeding.
But we got to step it up in London.
We're going to step it up. So head on over to whorehive.com and get your tickets now.
Welcome, y'all, to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm sorry, I have to sound like that when we have someone who, like, be busting up. I'm sorry. Anyways, guys, welcome to another episode.
I love that.
You do it.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Welcome to Horrible. Welcome, you guys, to another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Yes, baby, yes. Okay, that was too hot. That was really good. Y'all, it's your girl Mandy B, aka Pet the Stallion, aka Dead Bitch.
What's up, y'all? I almost said what's good, what's up, because I'm nervous.
You said what's good.
What's
good?
I'm so nervous because
not our guests make you nervous.
But let me tell you why. Last year when
you can introduce yourself
Awards,
first. You forgot it. You just said what's good.
Bitch, let me do my motherfucking show. Huh?
Okay, bitch. Go ahead, ho.
I practiced my domination shit from the last episode.
I like that though. It worked.
What's up, y'all? I'm Weezy. So I'm nervous and excited because last year, Mandy and I came to the AVN Awards for our first time. Mm. And we kept talking about how we weren't seeing that many black girls. And if we did, we were like, now, wow, the black girls got to have the busted wig or the busted dress. That shit ain't right. And then we saw you and we were like, she looks good.
Beautiful.
You turned around and went, oh my God, I follow you.
Yes.
Oh. So we got our girl Nicole Kidd in the building.
That's right.
Who won an award? I think you won Best New Starlet last year. Was that right?
No, so I actually didn't win Best New Starlet, but I was nominated.
You were nominated.
Sorry, in my brain, you won.
No, well, by the way, just so you know, how last year was set up and the room we met you in, mm-hmm. where they had us drinking, baby, we left after the first nominee was announced by Matt. I was drunk. It was already like midnight because the award show didn't start till like 11.
Oh, you fell down the stairs,
we did. I tripped a little bit, but it was really late. So yeah, just so you know, we don't really know the winner. So she was like, mm-hmm. we thought you would have won though.
Oh, I thought I was going to win too. But you know.
Are you nominated this year as well?
I am actually. I'm nominated for 5 different things.
Run it down.
I couldn't tell you, but the biggest one is Best Actress.
I love it.
Yes.
I can see you did your whole thing with the intro.
You just won something at a different conference, correct?
Yeah, so a week ago at X3 in LA, yes. I won Best Actress as well.
What does that mean for a porn star, porn actress? Like, when you win something, do the price really go up? Or is it just like you almost get this, I don't know.
Is it validation?
Amongst your peers. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
I mean, it kind of is like, it's kind of both. So like, after I won, because I actually won in Europe too.
I'm global, bitch.
You know, it is what it is. At this point, I'm like, I'm not even going to hold it back. It is what it is. I put the fucking work in.
Right.
But I actually won in Europe first a couple months ago. And then I won last week here in LA. Same thing, Best Actress. And then, of course, I'm nominated. So after the first award, yeah, it definitely like picked up for sure. It was kind of one of those things where I was like, okay, like people knew at that point.
Okay.
I was the go-to. I can handle a script. I can do whatever. And in porn, there are not many girls who can do that. Like they can't really.
That's funny you mentioned script because we just interviewed Joanna Angel, who's an OG, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she literally talked about how her favorite stuff that she was doing was writing and directing.
Yep.
So like when it comes to script, does it really matter? Because no shade. When I think about you, yes. but I'm just not someone that's watching the script. I think about your scenes. I think about how real it feels like when you're having an orgasm. But for the script part,
it is important.
Like if you really could suck,
you better put some respect on the script.
I mean, it's like, okay, so
that's what I'm asking.
Well, because everybody can suck a dick.
Ooh.
Like anyway, everyone can suck a dick. Not there's different levels to it.
But everyone can put a dick in their mouth.
Suck and the hors d'oeuvre will be coming. We need that tip.
Exactly. There's different levels. But like, I mean, you've seen porn acting. You know what it can be.
Mm.
And like often, like it's like worse than like All My Children or like General Hospital. It's stiff, right? So you know what it can be. But like it's just not common to have an adult actress who can really like
know the lines
and know the lines and like form a character. So like in porn, it's just, you know, it's not a common thing.
What have been some of your favorite scripts and characters that you played?
Oh God. I mean, on the porny side.
Yes, the porny side.
On the porny side.
And then we can get serious.
Okay. On the porny side, like I love a good washing machine. Getting stuck in the washing machine.
Wait, getting stuck in the washing machine? What do you mean?
Have you not seen that?
No.
Okay.
Girl, I'm not on that type part of the website.
This sounds real white.
Okay,
wait, what?
Okay, well, where you been? What are you on?
Oh, so I do. Oh, well, I do OnlyFans now, but I watch a lot of gay porn.
Okay,
and like man on man. And okay. The only times that I really watch I watch a lot of trans women porn, and then gangbangs. So like one of my favorite guests that we've had on was Lisa Ann. Because I really like, you know, the movers come, everything's heavy, and they're just all like taking off their shirt because they work so hard.
Now,
and then she bends over. So, what's a washing machine?
The laundromat.
No,
okay.
No, you said in the washing machine.
So there's this thing, like in porn, like it is honestly, I feel like it's like an epidemic, where it's like a stepbrother type epidemic.
Okay.
All right. I didn't write this. Okay. I didn't come up with this.
She said I'm just acting.
You heard this
but
before?
I actually wait. No, now that she's starting to get into it.
I've heard this before.
Hold on. Wait. No, now that she's getting into it.
White guy in the room has heard it.
I'm not going to lie. Now I have seen it. It's where you're getting laundry out of the washing machine and someone comes behind you.
Oh my God, I'm stuck. I can't get out of the washing machine. I got too deep, right?
Yes.
It's not the top loading. It's a front loading.
I honestly thought.
It's a front loading.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen that. As soon as you started saying,
I was saying hamster wheel.
No, it's not going. They're pulling something out and you know, you get the shot of their ass bent over and then the gays do it too. That's why I know. They be bending them asses over. in the arched,
arched, right? Oh my god.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so you can know.
And then wait, and it was crazy is too, they put a camera inside the washing machine.
And sometimes they'll, like, they'll spin it, like, so like and make it go like around to make it look like it just finished and she like got in there to get her stuff, right? Or the dryer. It's really the dryer.
The dryer.
Because like the dryer. Right. And so you pull it out the dryer.
Right.
Somehow, some way. You get stuck. I don't know if it's your elbows. I don't know if it's your head. I don't know what it is. Something gets stuck, right? And you're like, oh my God, I can't get out. And then your stepbrother comes up behind you, like the good stepbrother he is.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to help you, but first, I'm
going to take this dick.
Give me your
I'm
love.
Beat it up.
Yeah. But first, I'm going to, you know, do what I do. So, yeah.
Okay. So you've got washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Then what else is one of your other favorites? You said epidemic. That's hilarious.
So, no, it is. It's, oh my God.
It's becoming popular. I've seen the trend now that I think about it.
Yeah. So that, and I like playing a good realtor. I think that's always fun, you know, because I love house shopping. Like sometimes I'll just like go to like open houses just for fun.
That's a fun LA thing to do.
Yeah. Just to like see other people's like cribs and see what's
going on. Waste the people's time.
Exactly. I'm going to waste your time. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
You got money.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see it, you know, and sometimes I want to dream as well and see where I want to be, you know, in a few years. So I just love playing like a cool realtor that just like, you know, shows you the house. The wife goes into the other room. I go with her. We do a little hanky-panky. The husband comes in. He's shocked, always. Always shocked, but he's down. So he turns it around. And then we all kind of, you know, get together and make it too. You know,
I want to go on Zillow.
I like it.
Yeah, go on Zillow. Yeah.
So when it comes to characters, is there like a, I don't know. I think when if I could just name it off real quick. Schoolgirl, teacher, doctor, nurse, then maybe.
You don't look like you would play a Milford, none of that yet?
Not yet, no. Not yet, definitely not.
And I had that as one of my questions because one of my favorite docs about porn was called Hot Girls Wanted. Mm-hmm. And in one of the scenes, the girl says, well, now that I'm over 25, I'm like ready for MILF porn, right? And I was wondering, have your categories evolved?
I mean, for me, not yet. But if I'm being honest, I feel like for like Black actresses in particular or like minorities, like it's a little bit different for us in the industry. Like I feel like we typically kind of stay within the, let's say like hot wife type category. We don't crossing over into MILF because we age so well.
Hello.
What it is. Like we age really well. Not saying other people don't. We just age really well. Yeah. And so because of that, you know, we don't, it's takes a lot longer for us to get to that side.
Okay.
So I don't really know a lot of like Black, like porn stars who are like classified fully as like a MILF. Right.
Me neither.
Yeah, but that is a thing in the industry where, like, once you're over 25, like, for a lot of these girls, you're considered a MILF. Once you're over 25, which is crazy because that's obviously very inaccurate.
And that's how teeny they like them, to be honest.
And that's how teeny they like them. Exactly. You know, the standards obviously are not made by women. It'd be a little bit different if it were, so.
So what's been the Nicole Kitt's specialty?
Like, what's most known for?
If I think of my favorite porn star, I'm just thinking back in the day, like Lacey Duvall. She always did these crazy blowjobs where she was like, use her teeth or hands or take the spit and look and rip it. And like, I remember that was her thing.
Havana Ginger was known for her areolas at one point. Mm-hmm. Again, I know Lisa Ann for the gangbangs and the MILF porn. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, what would you say your specialty is or that you feel like you do often?
So I feel like more of like, what makes Nicole Kitt Nicole Kitt, at least, I feel like I have a hard body.
Okay.
So, like, I have a very, like, I'm very athletic.
Like, track and field.
Yeah. Exactly, track and field. That's so, like, they I'm very fit, and so they love that. So, I find myself, like, I'll do things in the gym. I'll do things, like, where I'm, like, outside working out. Like, that's that. But I also feel like it's my energy.
Mm.
Because, like, when I'm on set, like, for me, it's very transformative. Like, I'll walk in and stuff like that, and I'll just be, like, in a hoodie and sweats, like, all chill. Like, okay, I'm here, you know, don't talk too much to me. Let me just kind of, like, get in the mode. But then as soon as the camera's going, you know, it's like a light switch. And then it's just, like, this straight up, you know, slut me out type energy.
So crazy because I'm not saying she has slut me out type energy. I don't know if you know a girl named Kayla Nicole. She lives in L.A. She's a fitness influencer, a host, and all these things in between. Literally, when I saw you just now, I said, damn, she reminds me of Kayla. Same vibe, same bubbly and girly and fun and sexy. But also, I think that most times when we meet super sexy and model-esque Black women, we're not ready for them to have that. Like, I think Naomi Campbell. Like, you're going to be a bitch. Not that I want it, though, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just that, like, oh, yeah, I am better than your energy. So when it's, like, that fun, bubbly shit, it's like, oh, shit.
It's chill, right?
Yeah.
It's chill. I mean, honestly, like, that's... I mean, that's the beauty of the woman I've met, the black woman in the industry. I feel like everyone typically is, we're all like that. Because we got
like
some,
cool as hell.
Yeah, we're all cool. Yeah. We're all so cool because like we have so much going on anyway. Just trying to like make a name for ourselves, trying to establish ourselves, trying to navigate all the situations within the industry.
You could say the bullshit.
Yeah, the bullshit.
I want to talk to you about that because when Mandy and I were at the AVN Awards, there was a lot of conversation around how
why we're here. First off, by other black creators.
Yeah, all the black creators like, they were just basically telling us that. You know, it was very difficult to get nominated for anything or they weren't feeling as much welcoming or they felt like they were left out. With you, I feel like, I don't know if the term is contract star because when I've heard that, that means they're associated with just the big, big houses. But have you felt that like, I don't know, you are the odd one out or maybe it's been tough for you with other black women. Maybe you try to put them on. Is it like us when we're trying to hire other black girls for different gigs? Like, what's your experience been like being black
in porn?
Oh my God. So, I mean, if I'm being real.
This black show.
Yeah. Okay. So black show talk, being real. So my experience being black and porn, I definitely see it. It is harder. It's like one of those things like when they tell you when you're younger or your parents, you have to work twice as hard for half as much. That is a real thing.
Oh,
like
ooh,
that. Yeah. That's still a thing.
Even as popular as you are, was that in the beginning or is that even now?
That was in the beginning because I when I first moved out to L.A., I actually stayed in a model house because I wasn't sure entirely if I wanted to move fully to LA or if I wanted to go back home to Oklahoma where I'm originally from.
Are the model houses like, so I've heard model houses be where, of course, all these girls come that live or that come in from other places. And really the person who owns the house has y'all like out at clubs every night. Is that the same on the West Coast as it is? That's what I heard New York is. What was your model?
I think it's
like?
Just so it. Mine was like more chill. It was just a bunch of girls. It was like a sorority.
It's like an agency that owns a house, correct?
Well, it's like actually this particular woman was a supermodel in the 90s.
A woman owned it.
Yeah, and she also was a penthouse model. So that was her house. Really, really nice house.
Okay. And why did she bring women into the house?
Because she was with Penthouse, which is like parallel to like the porn industry.
Yeah,
they do like more of like editorial, the editorial stuff. She just like opened up her house and like rented it out to girls who are, you know, moving to California or working, you know, in the adult industry.
Which I love because a lot of the times when men run those houses, it's a lot more predatory.
It's a lot.
And like I said, the ones that I'm familiar with for any of the girls that live there, they were like forced certain nights to go into the clubs. They were like, and it seemed more like a pimp thing, and that's why I wanted to know if it was a different experience. But I think, of course, being ran by a woman, it makes sense. She probably actually wanted to create just
a better environment for women.
And she had her family. That's really dope.
Yeah, she had no kids. She had a bunch of cats, and she just treated us like family. So it was really cool. But when I moved into that model house, and for the first, like I'd say, like 7 months of my career, I just noticed that there were a lot of women who were not black that would come in. And they would just immediately off the bat just start shooting for some of the biggest, largest companies in the entire industry. Like their career immediately would just like take off. And it wasn't like we were doing, you know, much different. We were both posting on social media. We were both doing this. But it was just held in a different regard, you know. So I do believe that there's a handicap to being a black woman in the adult industry. And like for myself, the only reason, honestly, why I even like got that push was because I went overseas.
Oh.
Because I realized, I'm like, I'm here in America. I kind of know how they feel here and how the production companies can be, not all, but how they can be. I know in Europe, there's not many black women in porn there.
Can you tell me more?
So you were a commodity out there.
I've never heard about the black production, porn production experience in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it depends on who you shoot for. Like, it depends on what you're into. Because if you're into like really hardcore stuff.
That's what I think when I think of Europe.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like the majority of it, right? But there are some companies that are more like Less Cinema, for example, where it's more like erotica, like come to life. So it's more sensual, it's more cinematic. And that's who I was shooting for. But there just aren't a lot of black women. There's two I can think of.
Oh, wow.
Like Zaswati and Josie. So I was like, I'm going to go out there because they don't have a lot of black women. And I know when I'm out there, I'll be in high demand because I don't have to really compete.
How long were you out there for?
So I was going back and forth for a whole year. So I was probably in Europe at least once every month. Well, last year.
But where in Europe?
Spain, Berlin, Amsterdam.
Did you work with Erin Celeste?
Yes. So I was all over the place. And that's what got me started because it wasn't happening here.
Can I ask you, knowing that it's more difficult to place in porn as a black woman, do you feel as though you had to lift some of your boundaries on things that you wouldn't do so that you could get work? And I would like to know what things you wouldn't do.
So, yes. So there was definitely like multiple points where I felt like I needed to conform, or, I mean, you've seen like porn covers and porn titles. Yeah. You know what it can be, what it can look like. You know, that usually like they'll put like, you know,
the dog first.
I didn't want to say it. I don't want to say it, but they'll say it. Thank you. Because I don't want to say it, but like that. Like, you know what they can put out there to like, oh, going black, black attack, or like something like that. It's a lot of race play.
Yeah.
And so I definitely had a lot of offers for that. And it was tempting, I won't gonna lie, but I personally decided.
You've never done that?
No. I did Zebra Girls for...
What's that?
Zebra Girls is with dog parts. So Zebra Girls, where it's like, you know, white girls and black girls. I did that.
That's funny title, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a
Zebra Girls, I'm not gonna lie. I had no clue where it was going, and then, okay.
It's white girl, black girl, you know, mix. Okay. I did that, and I think I did maybe like one other like title that was a little bit on the like racier side.
Girls was racy for like...
The company just does really like racist
parts. No, I'm familiar with dog fart. So that's one of your absolutely nots. Like, you're not gonna allow a white man to call you out of your name or anything like that.
Okay. I don't like it being titled with anything like that. I mean, like, race play is fun when it's me initiating it, but if it's the opposite way,
that because was my of next the stigma, question.
I'm like, no, I'm just not into it. So honestly, like, I it was tempting, but I set boundaries for myself when I first started, which honestly I feel like made things harder, because if I would have just taken those gigs, if I would have just been like, yeah, give it to me, doesn't matter, I don't care. Like a lot of people do, which essentially, in my opinion, is selling your soul in a way. Mm. You know, if I would have done that, then yeah, I probably would have moved a little bit faster.
But do you think, though, some of these girls are taking it because that's all they can get? Like,
yeah.
I was going to say, everyone has a price. Like, the money just probably, like, the fact that you even said it was tempting. Mm. I wonder if the price got a little higher, if it would have, you know, tempted you even more to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that's all it is. Everyone has a price.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now, I want to know, because on the other end, so what about the black girls that
are only doing black porn and maybe they haven't been able to cross over. Have you experienced some backlash?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
At the AVN Awards, I remember seeing Keira Noir. Maybe it was Anna Faulk, someone else. And I was just like, damn, there's a lot of black girls I watched in here that are huge in my...
Oh, no, very. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, like, and last year there was maybe, like, 5 to 10. But, like, the ones that I'm used to seeing weren't here.
But also, I'm thinking to myself, is it easy to get someone to be like, well, fuck that bitch because she sold out on us. So it's like, yeah, what have you experienced?
Let me tell you. Because you got to get your point, too. No, let me tell you something, because actually, I want them to see this. They need to see this. Okay, y'all need to know this, because this is... Honestly, it is one of the hardest parts about doing porn. When it comes to the backlash I get, if I'm being 100%.
And this is the backlash from your own community.
From my own community. I feel like it is, a lot of people only want to do exclusively black porn. And that's great. I say, if that's what you want to do, cool, do it. But kind of to the point what you said earlier, it's like, we're just trying to eat. We're just trying to survive, you know. We're not getting as many gigs as the next girl because we are black. This is what it is. So we're trying to do what we're going to do. So if a company calls me and it's a really, you know, good, reputable production company that I know it's going to, you know, treat me well, and they say, hey, we want you to shoot with this guy and this guy happens to be white or whatever, we're going to take it because, again, we have, you know, bills that we need to pay. But I literally get every day so many comments on my Twitter, direct messages. I get harassed by the fact that I shoot interracial porn.
Wow. From men mainly or women?
Men. Women black don't care.
Black men.
Wow.
Men. I'll let y'all.
But they watching it because clearly they know who you is.
Exactly. So they're watching it. So obviously they're fans, right?
Yeah.
They're fans. But like, I literally like...
You better take some black dick.
Man, I wish I would have... I deleted the screenshot, or maybe I still have it. I posted my photo for winning the award for XBiz from last week. And it's just a selfie of me just holding my trophy. And this guy on Instagram of all places, not even Twitter, goes in my comments and says, oh, yeah, I guess, what did he say exactly? Not taking all that white dick, but he said, I guess letting white men use you has finally paid off. I'm so serious. I'm so serious. I can't make that up. And the only comments...
Oh, I know you're not making it up. Yeah. I see... girl, we be seeing some comments now.
What that guy told me that I shouldn't be having a white guy.
Oh, yeah.
Be
doing one of our guests.
White man.
Yeah.
He doesn't look at me the same way.
It's like, what?
I mean, I'll be real with you. I used to date white guys. I don't anymore, only because I found it more difficult nowadays, because I'm like, I always like to have to explain something. And then when I was dating white boys, it could only be Euro white because they wasn't as racist as American white. I'm like... I remember your boyfriend was Euro. And I know black women or even people listening to this think that sounds stupid, but I'm not even kidding. It kind of was different.
It's a huge difference.
Not saying they wasn't the original colonizer.
I was about to say they only colonized the world.
There's a weird cultural difference where they were easier or more digestible, I guess, because they didn't have that everyday racism, like that American microaggression shit.
Yeah.
And that to me is the thing that annoys me the most in interracial dating, is I felt like I was experiencing a lot of microaggression.
Mm-hmm.
With European dudes, when I was dating them, I wasn't really having it because it wasn't culturally stuff they were experiencing. Now, I just feel like I was doing too much explaining, so I can't date white guys. However, I never want to shade women for it because I definitely have been on the receiving end of comments from black men, like, once I dated a white guy, it was pretty much over for me.
Yeah.
Right? Or they're going to, like...
Like, you're damaged goods. That's how they treat it.
I mean, what's crazy is that's also the experience that we learned to, in terms of white women, when they finally take, like, their first black dick.
Exactly.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
that.
It goes
it's so weird
way.
Because we also just found out, I don't know if y'all know, interracial was actually put as one of the top three of 2024 searches. It's literally one of the top searched categories.
It is.
In the country.
Ebony actually is always top five across the world.
Yeah.
Black women are top five. Like, everywhere.
I think that the reason that it's so easy for Ebony to come to the top is because white people, men specifically, I think, fantasize so much about dating black women that it may not even be something that's of access to them. And you never really realize how many, like, I live in New York. You live in New York, you live in LA, whatever. I was talking to Alex Toussaint, who does Peloton. And for anyone that doesn't know what that is, he's the black guy that is on Peloton. He said something to me that I found so interesting. He said, I am some of the first Black people that someone's ever seen. I'm the first Black man in a lot of people's homes. You don't understand what just riding this bike has done when mm-hmm. people come to meet me, the shit they say to me. Like, they're not just telling me they got cured from some disease, but I'm the first time they saw it in their home. Mm-hmm. And I think for anybody that's curious, porn is the easiest way to now access.
To explore it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because exactly. How else are you going to fucking meet this hot ass Black girl?
No, I mean, yeah.
In Idaho.
I mean, exactly. Or you go to Europe. You know, you go to Europe and get to these small towns. They don't know. All they know is what they see on TV.
Yep.
And that on the internet, that's all they know when it comes to Black people and Black women in particular.
Tell me about the shitty things that have maybe happened to you when working in porn. And when I say that I want to talk about romance,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's been a guy or even one of your girlfriends or family members. You could be so much more.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, yeah, like I haven't. Actually, okay, so I actually came from a very conservative Christian background.
Ooh.
Like, my parents were Bible thumpers.
Okay.
Like, 100%. But my family actually has been very accepting.
I love that.
Of what I do because I've done it to the degree that I've done it.
What do you mean by that?
If you're gonna be a hoe, you better be a good one.
Exactly.
So, well, then I do want to ask because mm-hmm. we are seeing even the amateur girls, the OnlyFans girls, bring in very good money.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does it mean to do it well? Are they just glad that you have a light and setting and a production team behind it?
Mm-hmm.
And do you think they would view you differently if you had a tripod and set it up on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to what degree do you believe the acceptance is coming from to how you're doing it?
I mean, I think it's the glam of it. So okay. If you're not involved with the glamorous side, because it really what it is proximity. Everybody wants to be close to somebody who they think is famous or bigger than them. So if you don't have that front, that glam, that high life, you know, the traveling, the photo shoots of this, if that's not what's being presented first, okay. regardless of how many awards you have or whatever, I think people look at it a little bit differently. Because at that point, even if they want to judge you, a lot of the time they'll shut the fuck up because they want to be in the same room as you.
It's funny. I guess it would be the same difference in if we think mm-hmm. about the 90s and early 2000s, mm-hmm. women letting everyone know that they were strippers was received one way, but we didn't look down on the Playboy bunnies.
Exactly.
Because of, you
it's
know what I mean?
It's the glam of it. Because you go into the store, you see the Playboy, you see the girl, she's in the magazine, doesn't matter. Yep. You open it up, her pussy's out, no one cares because she's being sold across the nation, around the world. So that's the biggest difference. So even if you are just doing it in your bedroom with a tripod, as long as some of your content is glam like that, it doesn't matter what opinion they have.
I'm sure it also helps that you make money. If you were doing this and not making money, they'd be like, what are you doing this for?
Be Nasty's got the... What was I going to say? Like, she's got the tripod, but you can tell she's got the light.
She live here. We should hit her ass up.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying, like, just thinking about that, because to me, her shit is amateur, but like, is it?
It's
that
polished.
That bitch got a $10,000
camera. Oh, no, it's polished. I ain't going to hold you. Polished. Be Nasty is the reason I don't be wanting to send no news or nothing to nobody. First off, everybody mm-hmm. know Be Nasty. Mm-hmm. I don't know how she gets the angles on her coochie to look so good.
She got it in 4K.
It's a bunch. And I'm like, when motherfuckers be like, send me something, it don't look shit like the OnlyFans, girls. Mm-hmm. I ain't sending you shit. Nigga, book my flight. I'll see you and I'll suck it good.
But can I tell you something about that, actually, on that? So, you want to have that front, the glam brand, right? But what I have found doing OnlyFans is like these men they love it when I have no makeup on.
Really?
I'm just chilling.
No, chilling with no makeup on. That's for you to put in the
No.
I got
we armpits. We are not going to let Drake Leary.
I have been paid to not shave my armpits.
I think it's because you always look like this, though.
Well, no, I don't.
I ain't going to lie. I think the men, and we said it right? Mm-hmm. When we dress down, that more men approach us.
Yes.
I think it's really just their insecurities. They don't feel like they could get a bitch that is glammed up or look good.
No.
And so they feel like maybe.
Two things. I think that, so the dude that I'm dating hates that I wear makeup, right? He's just like, oh my God, I know tomorrow you're going to be, because he's coming to the awards with me. I know mm-hmm. you're going to be having someone drink a lot. I really believe that we are seeing so many women be overdone that we can't handle it anymore.
Gotcha.
Look at Kylie right now, right? She's like 24.
I ain't gonna see what you're saying though is
London girls.
When we do makeup and glam, that's the thing about the shit. The lashes, all the thing. Mm-hmm. That's where niggas got it fucked up. That shit is not for them ever. We do it For us.
For us.
To make us look good, because baby, I will tell you, I get more compliments by women when I'm dressed up, and that's fine.
They're seeing in the club, bro.
Bro, but we do it. We do it for ourselves. It actually makes us feel better. And then we're actually doing it because, unfortunately, we've talked about the art of competition. We compete across other women. So we want to look better than the other women. It's not how the men perceive us. It's we know we the baddest. We want to feel good about ourselves.
Speaking of judginess, let's talk about that church background. How do you start with the Bible and then booty?
To the Bible, to the booty. Okay.
The Bible to the booty. I know that's right.
Cancel. Okay. Well, this is actually a really funny story. So I left Oklahoma like 3 years ago because I wanted something new.
Come on, Middle America.
Like, exactly, Middle America. I wanted something new. I wanted to see some stuff. I wanted to go out.
Girls in small towns is so weird.
Yeah, well, this is what happens when we're repressed. Don't do that to us. Like, let us be, do our thing in high school. Like, don't hold us back. We bust loose, right? So I literally, okay, when I left, because it's going to answer your question. I broke my laptop. And I was like, hey, I need a laptop for work. Because I told my dad, I was like, hey, I'm going out there. I'm going to go, you know, modeling, do some acting and all that. So he's like, okay, cool. Let me give you a laptop so you can work. And it was his backup laptop. His laptop and my laptop were on the same username. It was like Windows, like laptop. I did not know that they sync up. I had no idea that they sync. So my second shoot in the industry ever.
Your dad is low.
Now, I'm out here in the Vegas, right? It's Halloween. They said, hey, we want you to dress like a sexy nun and have a threesome. And I'm like, all right, let's go for it. I was down. I was happy, right? I do the shoot.
Not a nun. And you from a Christian man.
Girl, okay, let me get there. So I do the shoot. I take the photos from the shoot. I put them on the computer. I'm thinking like, oh, I'm going to make some promo material because I'm new. I'm going to make like some flyers or something with it. Throughout the night, I guess, our laptops, him in Oklahoma, me in LA, synced up. So it's 2 a.m. and my dad calls me and he's like, I'm not going to say my legal name, but he's like, Nicole? And I'm like, oh, hi, what's going on? It's so early. Why are you awake? And he's like, I just have a question for you. There's some photos on my laptop with you and your friends.
Not you and your friends.
Exactly. And I'm like, my friends. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, you know, I did like have some photos, you know, like I took with my girlfriends before I left Oklahoma, and I had that there too. So I'm like, oh, you mean Grace? So Grace? Yeah, we were kind of hanging out. He was like, no, it was like you and your friends. It was this girl and this guy. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's just beyond me, right? And he's like, well, you were wearing a costume. And I'm like, a costume? I'm like,
you still were in it?
Girl, it was 2 a.m. So I was like, what are you talking about? And then finally he just says, he was like, you are a nun. You are a nun. And I'm like, ah, okay. All right. So I'm in the model house. And at this point, I'm like, I don't know what's about to happen. So I like, it's out, pitch dark outside. God, I was 26.
Okay.
So I'm in the model house. And so I'm like, I'm gonna step outside real quick because I don't know where this is gonna go. And so it was 2 a.m. We're having this long, long talk about like what I'm doing. And I finally have to tell him, like, I'm doing porn. I'm not doing anything else. I'm not out here to model or to, well, I am, but to act. I'm here to do porn. And it was a very intense conversation. He didn't yell.
Wow, you having that with your dad?
Yes. Second shoot ever. I was a month into the industry.
Ugh.
A whole month. I thought I had some time. I thought I could wait like 6 months or so, like break it to him slowly.
You said it was a long conversation. Did he try to convince you that this wasn't the right path? Did he
pray?
What was his response?
So he prayed. He did pray. And he was like, I just don't know. Honestly, I feel like he felt a little betrayed. I think he thought that maybe, you know, he wanted more for me in his own way. But he also said, though, you know, while he was like, are you sure this is what you want to do? Like, once you do this, you can't undo it. But he, you know, I told him, like, hey, you know, I thought about this very, you know, for a long time, and I want this. And then at that point, he was like, you know what? Well, you have always been a focused person. And as much as I don't agree with this, as much as you know, the Bible doesn't agree with this, God does not agree with this, you've always been a very, very focused person. So I know if you're going to do it, you're going to do it well.
Did he tell your mom, or did he say that you have to tell your mom?
So he did not tell my mom. My mom found out through the ladies at church. And that was something totally different. That was
Story time with the mama. She found out from the church, from the deacon, from the who?
Church. Well, you think about that. I'm like, who the hell told you in the church that sister, I ain't gonna say her name's daughter, was doing that? Like,
they
who told you?
They were looking at Ebony Cross.
They were looking at Ebony porn. Ebony nuns. I was like, you were up at 2 in the morning.
Look at Ebony nuns. You had to be.
Exactly. You had to be. How? You know? So he did not tell her. Some of the ladies were told by the men in the church that I was out in LA sinning. So, yeah.
Did you ever go back to that church?
No, I stopped going to church when I was like probably 14 years old.
What was your almost job?
My almost job? Oh, gosh. So I actually worked for a telecommunications company.
Me Verizon, too.
And I was an operations manager before going
into... Now we had the same thing and now we hoes.
Yeah. See? All right.
To the highest degree.
To the highest degree. Pedigree hoes. Pedigree hoes. Right?
No, pedigree.
What was your almost porn name?
Oh, almost porn name. So I went through like a lot of them. I liked Mercedes, but I was like, I don't know if I want to.
You don't want
to
be a car.
I don't want to be a car.
Yeah, you don't want to run up the miles on the car. I get it.
You know, because when you get past a certain point, you start having problems with them anyway. I don't want to do that, so I didn't want to like put that on myself. So it was Mercedes. I think a Naomi, of course, because Naomi Campbell, you know, dark skin model, of course, is the go to. And I feel like I can kind of like get away with that whole shtick,
like Cherry Hilson. She's one of my favorite porn stars too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she looks like Carrie Hilson.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It's just stick, right? Because I was doing the long black hair, and I'm like, oh, I'll just be like Naomi. Like I'll be
and
like,
then you say Eartha.
And then yes, because I love vintage, like pinup and like old school like actresses.
Okay.
And all of that. Like I have like a collection of like old Playboys and like Ebony magazines.
Me too.
Yeah, we're the same fucking person. We're little. Okay.
When's your birthday?
October 10th.
Oh, it's given Libra. You're one day before me.
When's your birthday?
October 11th.
That's crazy.
When's your birthday?
March 17th. What's Pisces?
Pisces. Okay. Okay.
Libra.
Yeah. Holy shit. Wow. Okay.
Okay. But wait.
So even though we're not going to start the Moses.
I've got a question that I've been wanting to ask you. I really wanted to ask Havana Ginger and Jason Love when we had them on. And I know you're not necessarily from that era, but you know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So porn, there was a huge HIV epidemic, if I'm not mistaken, which caused porn to then be made in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Can you maybe talk about some of the different safety precautions and different things that you've seen in porn, something that surprised you, or even just about how safe it is?
Especially since niggas was photoshopping their COVID results and COVID tests and COVID vaccine cards.
Yeah.
So like knowing that, I guess it's more digital now, but so many things can be photoshopped and like faked.
They're still doing that because there was a scandal about that recently.
Really?
On Twitter. They're still doing that. I don't know like why people accept it, but like safety wise, like now it's all digital, right? Yeah.
And it has to come from.
Exactly. It comes from them and it's passcode protected. So
they can't go to Questlove.
Yeah. Oh, I wish. No. That'd be nice because then we have more locations.
But yeah, I wish. That's the ones they were photoshopping.
Yeah, they're photoshopping. So like now, like we have the pass system, which is like once you test and your test clears, like all the agencies, all the production companies and other talent, we're all in a database and you can see whose test is up to date, right? Okay. Then when you're on set, like you go to the website, of course, you use a passcode to get in. So you can, you know, show them directly on the website that, you know, that you're clear and everything, you know, is good. So that's like the main way that they've been able to like protect the industry. But there are still people who Photoshop their tests. And unfortunately, like, I think when you're on set, some people just are just, they just want to get going and they just want to film. They want to go home. They want to do whatever. They want
to
fuck, whatever.
To me, it's a lot of, I'm seeing that be the case a lot more in the independent. Because of so many people being content creators and having their own OnlyFans. You're doing everything on your own. You're not dealing with production companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're kind of leaving it up to hopefully book somebody that is being truthful and honest.
Yeah.
And we know niggas ain't out here being truthful and honest.
No, not all. Exactly. Because there's sides to it. There's a content world, right? Which is great because there's a lot of money in that world. There's more in that world, in my opinion.
Let's talk about some of those differences. Content world and porn world.
So content world, like, you're doing it at home. You're doing your thing, right? But I feel like there's a lot more money in it because you're running your own platform.
Yep.
The only person you're cutting anything with is like, you know, OnlyFans or whatever. Like, so you keep
some
more
of the
money you
other
make.
Girls too, they're also making like a referral. Like, so there's a referral service, I guess, that OnlyFans has. So an OnlyFans content creator can say, Weezy, I have an OnlyFans. I'm going to bring you on to OnlyFans. Here, sign up.
Okay.
I send you a link. Mm-hmm. And now I get a percentage of what you like bring into my platform.
I just did that.
Yeah. Smiles. Like, exactly. Right. So, same thing.
Content world, you can make more money because it's independent.
Yeah. Yeah. You have more control. Well, the cons are is that like you can work with talent who's like flaky or shady. You know, they can waste your time.
Waste
like,
your money.
Something won't show up. Waste your money. They can Photoshop their tests if you're not checking properly because it's up to both people to check. You know, so you're dealing with.
By
that.
The way, for all of us that don't do porn. This is us too.
Yeah, we need the to be same.
Checking that PDF,
seeing where it comes from.
Exactly.
And I would not like even PDF. Like, is it from the site? Click it from the email.
I'm just
like,
saying, log in. I want you to log in.
See the login. You even saying the login thing, was
people
big.
Say I'm good. I'm straight. I just want to see.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, porn world. Tell us some pros and cons for that for you.
Pros and cons. So pros are like, yeah, it's, you know, it's the full production. It's glamorous. Often. It's glamorous. Like you have the whole team, like you have the photographer, videographer, all of that. So you get that, right? And then also you get that, you do get notoriety for it. You know, you get more of a platform. You get a bigger, you get more exposure than just somebody in the room, like on Twitter trying to grind it out. So you get to utilize those things and that's great. The downside of it is these companies are only shooting so many times a year.
Yep.
And they're only going to shoot you so many times a year because they can't shoot a whole catalog of you at like 10 scenes, you know, within 1 year. That's too much.
So I was actually going to ask you because the women that I meet that do OnlyFans or even the women we interview or men, whoever, they are talking about how much money they make. It's very simple to see how much. I do this show called Sex Sells where we interview people about the business of sex. And one of Mandy's friends got me into Evil Angel. And I asked about how much top stars make for shooting a scene. He said, well, like 3,500, 4,000, something like that, or not even that sometimes. And I was like, that sounds so low. And he's like,
and the black girls I know was only making like 1,500.
But he said, now like, everybody's seeing this porn so they can make money elsewhere.
Yeah.
You just made the comment that it's about volume, right? You can't do it enough. So how else do you make money in your sex work, in your life? How else are you like creating jobs for yourself?
I mean, it's definitely in the content world, because if it weren't for OnlyFans, like so many of us would be kind of stuck in that system of just relying on these production companies. And then honestly, like before OnlyFans, like this, it was really hard to get into the adult industry. It was gatekeeped. So you really had to know somebody to even get signed with an agency. So since OnlyFans, like now, you know, we do our thing. We use the bigger productions to put our name out there to stay relevant, right? Because you need to be seen and heard for people to, you know where to find you. But after that, you bring them over to your own personal platform. And that's where the majority of the money is.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
So you doing porn, you doing OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. I want to know you a little personally.
Yeah.
In saying, do you enjoy sex outside of porn?
Oh,
like, I think that's my big question. Like,
are you fucking right now?
When you're doing it for money, when you're doing it as a job, when it's constantly in your face, like, do you have a, how do you enjoy it on a personal level with someone you're dating or that's someone you really like? Or do you get tired of it?
Okay, so honestly, like, going into porn, it really actually helped, like, my personal sex life.
Oh.
Because I was able to explore. I was, like, pretty much, like, put in situations where I had to explore and experiment because they were new. And so I learned a lot, you know, quite a bit more about my body and what I do like and what I don't like. So it's made my personal sex fucking amazing.
Oh, wow.
Like, for example, I have a boo thing now.
Come on, boo thing. You know. So not the same one from last year. Okay. No, this one.
He's not watching this. He watches. I have a boo thing now. And like, just like a couple of weeks ago, we hired an adult performer, a male performer, to come over and have a threesome. You know, because he's never had a threesome in that way. And he wanted to watch me get.
Whose suggestion was that?
It was actually his.
Really?
Yes, because he doesn't consider himself a cuck.
Okay.
And He doesn't like labels. I don't entirely either. But we hired a male performer to come over because he wanted to watch me.
How much did you pay him? I would love this.
I love hearing that a sex worker, and I'm sorry if you don't like hearing that word, but I feel like we do sex work too.
Yeah
it's sex work. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
I love hearing that you were able to pay for someone to enjoy an experience in your personal life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much does a male performer call? Like, did you have to pay? How much, if I wanted to hire somebody, what's the going rate right now?
The going rate? Okay.
What's the going rate for the men?
For the guy I brought, you know, because I'm in industry, of course, I get a discount.
Come on, discount.
I get a discount. Okay. It's like a round star.
Like, you know, if you ever want a session, I go.
I mean, technically, we're industry. I think I could get a discount too. I'll speak highly of you on my podcast.
I mean,
it's marketing.
Yeah, it's marketing. I didn't ask for it, but you know, it's like a Ralph's Rewards card. You know, I got my little, you know,
Ralph's.
Oh, it was given to me. It was given to me, right? But for him, it was $800.
That was with the discount.
Oh, I know he was good, bitch.
Damn.
Oh my god.
Oh girl, you got to tell us off air who it was.
Okay. I can show you. I don't know if I can say it though. I can't.
Don't say it.
I gotta find him.
Oh, okay. That's okay. We're gonna see it after.
Did you film it? How'd the scene go?
No, this was personal, right?
I'm saying, did you film it for yourself?
No. So we actually just kept it like private the entire experience because it was my first time for my boo thing having that. So I really wanted us to just, you know, connect together. So there was no cameras, no nothing. And we just all
love that. Was it awkward? How to start?
Well, it started with me giving the other guy a head.
Did you write the script?
You didn't suck the dick of your own dick?
No. He didn't want me to.
She said, this is what you had.
Did he fuck you at all while you were fucking the other guy?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, okay.
But he wanted me.
Again,
he's not a cuck.
Look at you.
Respectfully.
Label.
Okay, I'm trying to be respectful.
No, listen, yeah. I believe that.
Like, but he, yeah, you know, that's for him. That's for him, not for us. But he wanted me to, you know, like, he wanted me to suck his dick first. So, like, the guy was, like, leaning against my, you know, my window because I'm in a high rise, which is dangerous. But hey, adventure. Yep. And so he was leaning against the window, and I, you know, I gave him a little bit of head, sloppy toppy.
Can I ask you a question?
And then he came behind me and, you know, finished it off.
Can I ask the color of these two men?
The color of these two men.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Okay. One of them is Indian, like overseas, Middle Eastern.
Okay.
Okay. And then a boo thing, I can't entirely say.
What was that? A BB thing, though. Okay.
He's European.
Okay.
But he's like the spicy.
Okay. Spicy white. Okay.
So, yeah. When calling the dude over, did you find it? Because, you know, we've all, I'm sure, had the generic threesome where we're like, oh my God, I met you out. You're fun. And woo.
Mm-hmm.
When you're planning this, and especially with someone you love and care for, you open the door, were you like, oh shit, I got to like smoke, do something. Like, did you feel like because you do porn, you were able to take control and it was good? Or were you just like, oh my God, this should feel normal? How were you feeling during it?
So I was more concerned about taking care of him because it was a first for him.
A threesome with another man.
With another man for him, right? So
I really just kind of, in the beginning, I stepped into Nicole Kidd, which is like, I'm going to orchestrate this. I'm going to kind of bring us all together, put some fun in it, keep it upbeat so everybody can relax. And then like when I saw that everyone was like fully relaxed and comfortable, then I went back into being, you know, myself. And said, okay. So I really like kind of set the tone in the beginning, but that was maybe for him.
I'm only asking because I never imagined fucking 2 men at the same time. Even, I mean, not saying I never imagined.
That was good.
I don't think it'll be real, right?
I have, and it's been real.
But I wanted to do it with a boyfriend. I don't want to do it with 2 men that I'm not close to, mainly because I've got some weird ego thing. So I want to know how much, not this shit out the park. So that's what I'm saying. Okay, you stepped into Nicole Kidd. They come in, were you just being sexy? Were you putting music on? Like, how'd it go?
So, like,
this show turning into whole male for Weezy.
Oh, I love
trying
this.
To be
I
a
love
hoe.
This. So, like, the guy was younger. He was younger, right? The guy we hired was younger. So, I put something cute on, like a little, like, softball outfit, you know, like not the softball shorts.
Come on.
Little crop top.
Okay.
I was really bouncing. I had, like, a glass of wine beforehand. So, when he came over, I opened the door. And I sent my boo thing down to get him because he had to pick him up from the lobby because he didn't want him to get lost. So he brought him up.
You
wanted
them to have a little camaraderie.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted them to like, get to know each other first, right? So when he came in, I was like, oh, hi, how are you? Super bubbly, super cute. You want something to drink? Let's, you know, put some music on. Let's relax. Like, tell me about yourself. Like, it was really, really chill and like casual. And I think like just keeping the fun in it, just keeping it upbeat, like that makes it so much easier to like do that as a first. As long as you don't take it too seriously.
Because I feel like I'd be like, let's do seriously. Shots.
Yeah, no, do shots. Oh, yeah, and we did. Like, we definitely did. Like, we took some shots.
Let's turn on some basketball for you guys.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's, you got to treat it like a college party. Like, you got to treat it like, you know.
I want them to be bros. What? Yeah.
The first time. The next time, you can deep dive and get a little bit more sensual. But if it's a first,
that'd be fun until.
Keep it fucking fun.
Yeah, one of the times I did it, we were all supposed to go bowling. So I thought maybe that would, but then they had me do an edible and we didn't make it out the house. And it was great. It was great. It was a conversation in my last relationship that we wanted to, like, I kept saying I wanted to do it, but we never got there. I think that's the hardest part. I think it also helps that this was his suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very hard when a woman wants to experience it.
I need another dick.
Like, literally saying that to your partner could be really hard. Mm-hmm. I did want to ask, what did the aftercare look like in you making sure he was still priority number one after he just saw you get fucked by another guy? How did you reassure your partner afterwards? Afterwards,
yeah. So he was participating too. So I was getting doubling. I was Eiffel Towered. So he was participating as well.
Okay.
But the aftercare for both of them actually is I have my second bathroom. And so like I had everything already set up for the talent. I had the soap, you know, his towel, his body, all that stuff, deodorant set up. So, of course, like when he was done, I was like, hey, you can just go to the front bathroom. You got to give him a setup.
The
toothbrush,
setup.
All of that.
Because then I'll be tired and I'll be mad when I got to go run to the goddamn laundry room and grab the towel for him. The setup.
Leave it.
This
I
is
had
a good
it already
tip.
Set up and
tip.
Ready to go.
I was actually going to ask for the hors d'oeuvre to end, but
no,
that was a
this
good tip.
Is a good tip,
yeah,
the setup.
It really is. Like
the rag, the soap, yep.
Toothbrush, like all of that. And so I had it already set out. No, but it gets him out quicker. Honestly, I feel like it does. So, like, I had him go into the front room. He did his thing. And when it came to my partner, of course, you know, him and I, like, we did some little bit of cuddling, kissing. And then we both took a shower together. So, everybody in the house was showering.
Let's clean that nigga.
Right. Okay.
Fuck Mark.
I mean, honestly, he was juicy. I ain't gonna lie. He was slew. So afterwards, you know, once we're all showered up, we all got back, you know, came back into the common area of the living room. And so, at that point, like, we just kind of talked a little bit, chatted a little casually, but I feel like a good shower after something like that is a great way to just decompress. Because if you think about you work out or something like that, like, I feel like that's a great space to do that. And sometimes, like,
it's more
intense.
Intimate for you and your partner
I
to
love
do that.
Yeah.
So that's I love
that foursome story that everybody laughed about because the girl started crying in the foursome. When we were done, there was, because the girl was squirting like crazy and it was like a lot of hand stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was in there with him, like trying to wash his hands. And I realized he was thinking that I was like rushing him. And I was like, oh, I'm trying to make this like a thing so we could like talk in secret about how sexy this was. I do think cleaning up together, even in a sex club.
I agree.
All of that is hot.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
I agree.
It's, you're bringing it to an end, but it's not, it doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel like anything. It feels very.
Let's get this jizz off my face.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit, but like a little bit with that.
Hors d'oeuvre. Before we get out of here, we need a chance.
She didn't just give us one.
No.
The setup was a great one.
That's a great tip for a threesome. But I'm saying like a great sex tip for women that are listening that
hear all the time that they should be fucking like porn stars. Uh-huh. Who knows what that means? But since we're actually talking to a star and best actress, not just nom, but has the award. Mm-hmm. And we're crossing our fingers for you for more tomorrow. Hello. All five.
But honestly,
yes. Give us your great, what you think to be is a porn star like tip.
A porn star like tip. Oh, God.
For the average girl listening.
For the average girl listening, a porn star like tip. I would say be selfish. Because one thing I didn't do before porn is I was always worried about the man and what he needed. He's going to nut anyway.
He's going to come and do.
Okay. Because when I'm not around, he'll 2 minutes and 30 seconds in the shower, he's good. Okay. I don't. Right. So be more selfish. You see the girls on set.
Yeah.
It's all about us all day. Nonstop. The camera, everything is about us. The guy, we call him Stunt Cox. It's a joke.
That's
Stunt
what our Havana Ginger was saying, that it was, they're spoiling her on set.
Yeah. They're like Stunt Cox. Right. So like the guys are Stunt Cox. We love them, but they work hella hard, but that's what they're called for slang. Right. And so it's all about us. And I found that I really was able to learn more about myself
when you got selfish.
And get my partner more feedback when I got selfish, when I stopped worrying about what he needed or this or that. And that when it came to my body in that instance and said, okay, I know like, you know, you eat me out this way, but I want you to do this, 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 and this. I was more forward about it. And that's what porn taught me, was to be more forward and center myself versus that. Because if I'm feeling good, and I'm, you know, I'm on the brink of having orgasms, I'm doing all of that, he's going to feel good too, because men usually like to see their women in pleasure. And so if you really want to get, a man really wants to get the best out of his woman and the best out of sex, and a woman wants to get the best out of sex, she will focus on her own pleasure. Because men love seeing that. That's what gets them hard.
Thank you for inviting me to your TED Talk, girl. Yeah. The way I'm looking at you, I'm like, we got to put violins on the back of this. This is a monologue. But this is how we got to cut it, bro.
You think it's going to be this? Oh my God,
No, but
in reality, it's true.
I love that. No, that's very true. Selfish. Very true.
Yeah, you do, because your pleasure is his pleasure.
By the way, just to tell you how true what Nicole is saying is about enjoying seeing someone else's pleasure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Partners that have dated me say that their favorite part of my sexuality with them is that I masturbate in front of them. Like, literally, when they come back from the shower and I'm like, oh, like, they're excited by it. They think it's super sexy. Mm-hmm. I have no shame about them watching. Like, I think that seeing you be able to be like, oh, I'm going to get this whether you're here or not. Like, this is how sexy I feel. I don't want anyone to make me feel like I needed them for my own sexuality.
Yeah.
So I agree with that.
And men will adjust. They'll always adjust. Doesn't matter what's going on, they'll adjust. And they'll make the best out of it. So.
And do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nicole, we hope that you get your award, hun. We know that you've been booked and busy today, and we're just glad that you made it here. Can you let our audience know where they can follow you, support you, and spend some coins with you?
Absolutely. So you guys can find me on Twitter at The Nicole Kit or The Nicole Kit. Same thing with Instagram, The Nicole Kit. On OF, it's Nicole Kit XO. I have a free page too, but go to my VIP. Don't be cheap.
Hello.
Spend some money.
We don't want to just see a nipple. We want to see the whole.
Exactly. We want to see the whole thing. Go get the whole cake, right? That's where I'm everywhere. Honestly, I'm fucking everywhere.
I love it.
Fucking everywhere.
Yeah. And all of those will be in the description of this week's episode. Y'all, thank you so much for tuning into another episode. By the way, do not forget, we are in London on May the 5th. There we go. May the 5th at the Earth Theater. Get your tickets now. Go to whorehive.com. We're super excited about that. And I don't know when this drops, we may also be somewhere else in Atlanta, but we'll let you know. Y'all may hear that at the top of this episode. Anyways, make sure you support us by going to patreon.com/horrible decisions. And y'all, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye. One of our most popular episodes we've ever had were guests with disabilities. And I think it's because, you know, everybody's curious. We all want to know. And it's like, this is like our secret way of figuring out, does your dick work?
You hear me? I'm going to keep it funky with you.
Listen, wait, I'm going to hold back on those jokes.
What disability did you got?
I have a spinal cord injury. When I was 18, I was in a football scholarship. And a lady was texting and driving and ran me off the road right after practice. And I broke my neck in two places.
Now, your name is Fletcher. Let's start with that. Fletcher. Yep. You're known on IG as Rolling on Faith, but some people call you the Wheelchair Nomad. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I obtained a nickname, the Wheelchair Nomad, because I do a lot of traveling and moving and grooving.
How long have you been disabled? Like, how old are you?
I'm 31. 12-12. My birthday coming up. 32. I know, right? Getting old.
You're getting old for real.
For real.
So, I know you said, like, you know, the texting and driving, which is, it's so crazy because we we take for granted so much. Like, we're like technology, you know what I mean? And like actually just having an experience just to drive and not text, people can't do anymore. When it happened to you, did you think that there was a chance that you would walk again? Like, what was that experience like?
Well, you, of course, you know what I'm saying? Being 18 years young, you have the idealization like, oh, damn, like I really can't walk. You know what I'm saying? And especially being an athlete, like I've relied on my physical capabilities my entire life. And I was blessed enough to receive a football scholarship. And then when my physical abilities were taken away, I was like, damn, what am I going to do now? But, you know, fortunately, my parents instilled education inside of me. So I went back to college and got a degree in computer science. But it was tough in the beginning. And because that's the main goal is like, all right, I need to walk. I need to walk. I need to walk. I need to walk. But then you start right. to learn what it really means to be paralyzed. It was like, before I walk, maybe I should learn how to put my shirt on first. Maybe I should learn how to get myself dressed. Maybe, you know, it's like levels to it. It ain't just like not being able to walk.
What were basic things that you like that were super frustrating? I'm sure you know, I mean, it's been, what, 12, 13 years now?
13 years, yep.
What was something basic that you were like, fuck, I can't do this, and it was difficult for you? Basic needs with yourself.
In the beginning or like now that I'm 30, 31? Because it changed throughout the times.
Tell us.
So, like, you know, like, being honest, like, when I was 18, I got hurt, and then you paralyzed. First thing, 18-year-old thing, can I still have sex? Like, that's the first thing you start thinking of.
Was you fucking that young? When did you start fucking?
Now, that, you can't tell nobody, but I lost my virginity at 14.
That ain't that bad.
Wow.
It is. That was too young to be doing what I was doing. I'll never forget.
Little boys is fast.
Yeah, I got hit for the first time in 7th grade, and I lost my virginity in the 8th grade. Yep.
No,
that's not about
you
normal.
Did think is your dick gonna work, but did it work?
Absolutely. Well, so that's what, you know, you go to the doctors and they give you all, you know, the blue diamonds and all the Cialis's and all that stuff. So, you know, everybody's body's different. So what it may work for me.
At 18?
Oh yeah, you get it right to it. Well, I was still fresh in my injury. So like after like a year of like, all right, before you start thinking about that, let's work on therapy. You know what I'm saying?
So after the accident, you went a year then not having sex because they wanted to.
Yeah, I would say like a year. I would say like a year and a half. Yeah.
Did you have any exes that you was fucking before the injury that came back and fucked you after the injury?
No, not.
They gotta give you pity, pussy.
Not before and after. I wish, but not before and after. So like, unfortunately, the situation I was involved in, just being young, she ended up breaking up with me when I was in the hospital. And
no, she didn't.
I wouldn't even call her that. She good people. She was just young.
How did she do it? No, fuck her. Fuck her.
See, I ain't that type of nigga. I can't do it like that. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying?
I can do it.
That's still my homie. She was just like, because I was a freshman in college. She was a senior in high school. And she was just like, you know, Fletch, everybody's been coming up to me. How's Fletch? I've had to check into therapy. I just need a break from everything. You know, I think it's best if we just, you know, take some time apart. And I was like, bitch, I mean, I see you. Like, I did what? Like, this ain't the time for this. At least wait till I got to a regular room.
That part, yeah. I'm like, damn, she could have waited a little bit.
But I get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and plus, being that quote unquote star athlete, and then being paralyzed, you think, you know, she 18, she gonna have to take care of this nigga. She gonna have to do this, she gonna have to do that. But then the nigga bossed up and was like, okay, damn, Matt Fletcher out here doing his thing.
So I do have a question. We interviewed a girl that's in a wheelchair. She got shot.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun.
the I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.